you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the great discussion every day in New York. And if you don't get us live, please check out the podcast. More and more of you every single day are checking it out. You can go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and just click on the podcast link. You can also go to soundcloud.com/KMC Radio and get all the podcasts that we're producing every single week. It's up to 10 now, I think, different podcasts that we are offering. But the one of this show is Kevin McCullough Radio, and we're glad to have you join us. I'm certainly thrilled that we, you know, are at least it appears in a very serious way that the president is going to take action against Assad. And at some point in time, it looks like Russia is going to be at odds with us. He actually just called out Iran and Russia today in a way that was so unusual for somebody that Democrats want to believe he was working in collusion with. I just don't think that that's the normal way you talk to your people that, you know, helped you out, because I don't believe that they did. So I don't think he needed to. But he warned the Kremlin, and he basically said, guys, if I were you, I'd get the heck out of Dodge. We are coming. There's going to be a U.S. strike in Syria, and it's going to happen. So you need to get yourself relocated, which he wasn't required to do and may have been a little bit of overkill as far as I'm concerned, because I don't particularly care if those Russian guys are on the Syrian Air Force bases or on their airstrips. I think what we need to do right now is to put a fist right through Assad's jaw and say, you've killed your last innocent person. We're not letting you do this anymore. You voluntarily become arrested and go get tried for war crimes, or we're taking you out. And I think that's the point where we're at. I know that there's people that are concerned about regime change. I don't think it's that big of a deal, actually. I think this is such a broken part of the world. Let's do what we can to put down this killer and find somebody that's going to be a more stable hand. We haven't had a great track record of doing that. I'll admit that. Afghanistan's been a bit of a problem for us. But we cannot let this man continue to gas innocent people over and over and over again simply because they disagree with him. We can't do that. And so the president did warn everybody today. You better not respond to a U.S. airstrike on Syria, because we're gonna do it, and we're going to knock him. We're going to hit him. We're going to take out his air force. Whatever it is we're going to do, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it big. So if I was Mr. Putin, Vladimir, yes, I am Vladimir, I will think about what you have said. You do that, Mr. Putin, because I don't think Mr. Trump is one that's in the mood to play games right now, at least not as long as Rod Rosenstein and Bob Mueller draw breath. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.